Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have Arichas Yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is daf Chof Tes and Perek Zeboyer in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Mikan l'shnei talmidei chachomim shesoinin ze'ezeh she'ein yoyshim b'din ke'echod. Two talmidei chachomim that hate each other cannot sit together in Bezdin. There seems to be a very interesting question that could be raised in this daf, and this question was proposed to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Very, very interesting question. Let's go through the question and go through his answer, and we learn a lot of Yisoidis in the Shaka Vataria. The question is the following. How could it be that the reason they shouldn't sit in Bezdin is because they're soinim ze'ezeh? If they hate each other, l'choira, we know it is a law in the Torah, lo yisisna es achicha. You're not allowed to hate your brother. Since it's a law in the Torah from lo yisisna es achicha, so why does the Gemara say they can't sit together, even if they sit separately, it should be possible. Why? Because any Jew that hates another Jew is over the law, lo yisisna es achicha, and since they hate each other, they should be possible be'etzen. So how could it be that a dayan has transgressed the instance of leisisna tachicha and still being able to dan? That is the question. Now, you might come and say that it's only maybe you need hachraza. Maybe you need hachraza. Maybe you have to announce, like we saw in the Gemara, that he is possible. However, Kama Pois can say that even if they're abundant, not to say they're adaraisa, you do not need hachraza. Like it says in the Pisrei Tshuva and Chosh Mishpat, Kamin Zayim, Tzipkon Chofal, that a lot of people say that you do not need Hachloza. Now he says, even if you want to say, maybe, Lo Yisisna Zechicha, even though maybe you don't need Hachloza, maybe there's no Malkus, and therefore, L'Choiro, there's no Malkus, and maybe you should not pass on B'dayin. However, V'Isid D'Araisa, we know the rule is that any Isid D'Araisa, even Shein by Malkus, Kuli Alma Moida Bayan Rava, that is possible Din. So if he's over and it's the Raisa, how could he don L'chayri is possible? Now, maybe you want to say that the reason that he's hating him is not because, maybe the reason he hates him is for a justified reason. Maybe the reason a Dayan hates the other Dayan is not because that he did nothing wrong and therefore he is not over L'chayri Tachich Bevechol. And maybe he hates him because the other Dayan did an Avera. We know the halacha is, in Chosh HaMishpat Simin Zayin, that, you're not allowed to sit with someone who does an Aveiro, you're allowed to hate them. Some does an Aveiro, so there's no Yisrael or Yisrael to Chicho. So maybe over here we're talking about one of the Dayanim did an Aveiro, the other one is Mutter to hate him, and therefore he's not over the law, and therefore that's why he's Kosh Leidus. But that's not a good answer. Why? Because if you know that the other Dayan is done an Aveiro, so he should be possible to be a Dayan. As it says in Chosh HaMishpat Simin Zayin, you can't sit with a Dayan that's possible. So Manav Shach, if he's not allowed to hate him, and he didn't do an Aveiro, he should be possible because Lo Yisisna Tachecho. And if the other Dayan did an Aveiro, so how are you allowed to sit with him to begin with? Because he's possible to do it. So that is the question. So what do you want to say? Maybe you want to say that Soinim, and it says, and ask them, Soinim Zezeh, they hate each other, doesn't mean hatred, which would be over Lo Yisisna Tachecho. They were referring to hatred that the Gemara describes in Kedushin. On Daf Lamed Amid Beit, the Gemara in Kedushin says, Afilu Arav Ubenoi, a Rav, a Talmido, even someone learns with his son, or someone learns with his Rebbe. When you learn, there's a milchama, there's fighting, there's screaming, there's yelling. Maybe that's the oivim, and that Gemara in Kedushin, that Flamer Rebbeis, that they become oivim, a student in his Talmud, a Rebbe in his son. Maybe that's what we're talking about over here. They don't really hate each other, like this, no, but they just fight a lot in learning, and it's very, not productive to a Din Torah if two Dayanim are fighting and learning the whole time. However, it seems to be that that is not the Pirush. It seems to be that it's not the Pirush. Because we can look in the Bach, in Choshe Mishpah and Simin Zion, when he brings this halacha, the Bach, the Mechala Paschman's over there, that Shnei Talmid Chom, Son of Zezeh, Tetein Yoshim B'din Echad, the Bach says that we're talking about, not Soinim Gemur. We're talking about they hate each other. So the Gemara says that if they hate each other, they can't sit and din together l'chadchila. However, if b'di'evi they sat and din together, b'di'evi, the din would be a din. That's what Al Gemara is talking about. But says the Bach, if they are sonim gemurim, if they hate each other gemurim, then even b'di'evid ain't dinehem din. That was said in the Bach over there in Chush Mishpat Simin Zayin, meaning there's a chilik between sonim gemurim and not sonim gemurim. Our Gemara is talking about not sonim gemurim and b'di'evid it's good din. However, if they're sonim gemurim, so in that case, that even b'di'evid it's not good. Again, If we're talking about in an oifen that it's mutter to do sina, and that they're fighting with each other, so how could it be that soin gemurim is not good b'di'evit? What do you mean? A little bit of soinim, a lot of bit of soinim. If the sina we're talking about is a sina of fighting and learning, l'chol there's no distinction of a sina gemurah and sina not gemurah. So this is the question that was raised with Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky in his beautiful writing style writes back the following answer. It's beautiful how such a goyim and tzaddik he is. He goes, Ayin mechilta mishpotim parshas kisifke shor yevcho b'shvirnosin. He says, look in the mechilta. That's all Chaim Kanievsky says, look in the mechilta by kisifke shor yevcho. Okay, so let's look in the mechilta. What does the mechilta say? The mechilta says the following thing. You know, he's very short for words of Chaim Kanievsky. But what does the mechilta say? It's like this. Shoy yivcho, says over there in Mishpatim. And if you say, shoy yivcho, you see, the person you hate him, that his shore is fallen, you should pick it up. Even though you hate the guy, you still have him with his shore. So what are we talking about? You hate him. Why do you hate him? So one sheet that says, the goy oivet alilin. You hate him, he's a goy. He does, not that he's a non-Jew, but barely he does avoid his aura. So you're right in hating him, he does avoid his aura. Dibur Rav Yeshaya. Rav Nosson says no. We're not talking about someone who does avoid his aura. Talking about someone who bam is, he's a frum yid and he goes to shul all the time. So how are you allowed to hate him? He's not doing any sins. So Zok the Mechilta, Ella Matam and Loyma Yivcha, why is it called Yivcha? I allowed to hate him. Ella, Hikes Bincha, Oisha Osa Imcha Meriva. We're talking about a guy who yelled at your son, or he's fighting with you. So Nasa Oyiv Lishor. It's mutter to hate someone Lishor. Azei state in the Mechilta, unbelievable Mechilta. Meaning like this, the following thing, and in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Pella explains that the Mechilta the following. He says like this, he says that we know there's a mitzvah, lo yisisna es achicha. What does that mean? It means if you have hatred to someone, you should remove the hatred. The mitzvah is to remove hatred, which means that there is pre-existing hatred. It's not to have hatred, but to remove hatred. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, that you should take away the hatred in your heart. What does it mean, take away the hatred in your heart? It means that if you hate someone, take it away, which means, in the meantime, before you take away the hatred, you're hating him, and your hatred is mutter. The only time, if you don't take it away, so you're over an isser. But if someone angers you, hits your son, or yells at you, so you're allowed to hate him for a moment, then take away the hatred. But for that moment, it's mutter to hate him. So what the pshat is, Zuchan Kanievsky, this halacha, Shnei Talmid Chom, Shosayim Zezeh, they're not talking about the Gemara Kedushin, the Oivim, because they fight and learning. That's fine. But yet, look at Kedushin, fight and learning. Get the Din, Labito, Shufaira. And we're not talking about that they hate each other for doing an Aveira, because then you can't sit with the other person. And we're not talking about they hate each other for doing nothing, because it's also they hate each other. We're talking about a hatred, Lashor, that the Pasuk in the Chilta is talking about in Shemishpat, Mishor, Yivcha, that it's more to hate someone, Lashor. Tremendous Chiddush that normally we wouldn't know about this Mechilta, that the Torah Lechor is being very down to earth and practical, that someone angers you, for a moment you'll hate him, and that's fine. But after that moment, you should take away the hatred quickly. You can also see a very similar concept that's brought in Shmir Saloshin, in Shara Tvuna, in Shmir Saloshin, in Shara Tvuna, in Perek Vav, says over there that we have a pasuk that Hav Hashem Elokecha b'chol avodcha. Shelo Hashem b'chol avodcha. We know the drasha of Chazal b'shei Yitzcha. Shelo Hashem with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. So he says the same thing is true with the Aveira of Lo Yisisna Zechicha b'lovavecha. You shouldn't hate someone b'lovavecha. What's b'lovavecha? I mean, just like it said, you should love Hashem with your heart. It's talking about two hearts, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. So too, when it says, you shouldn't hate your friend in your heart. We're talking about also B'shnei Yitzrecha, the two Yetzers. That means that even with the Yetzer Tov, the Shem Shemayim, you should not hate a person. But even Shem Shemayim, you shouldn't hate a person. So it's interesting to note that Shem Shemayim, you shouldn't hate a person, even if he doesn't have it's also L'chayr, also to hate a person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.